Hey guys, welcome back to Currency. I realize that for the past two episodes, you guys haven't really been rocking with me, haven't gotten that many listens. It makes me a bit sad, but I'm back, and this week's episode is about change. One of the things that we learn as we kind of like go through life is that change is inevitable. This is something that we aren't necessarily taught, but after going through the motions of life and having different experiences, going through, you know, adolescence and early adulthood, and, you know, kind of integrating through school and work life and all that, we realize that change is something that's very constant, something that you can't necessarily control all the time, and we tend to overlook the importance of accepting change, right? So one of the things I want to look at is acceptance of change and also bringing about change for yourself, like willingly allowing yourself to experience change and making conscious decisions to make changes for the benefit of self, environment, and those around you. One of the things I like to tell people when they come to me for advice, or one of the things I like to tell myself, is a little mantra that I live by. Nothing changes if nothing changes, right? My mother always used to tell me that, you know, you need to make hay while the sun shines and stop wasting your time. And she used the word pussyfooting a lot. Like, nobody in a real life can really get up and just use that word there. But she used to say it a lot, and I'd laugh every time she says it to me, because why are you making a big deal out of doing things while things need, like, can get done? Like, there's always going to be time. I'm literally having all the time in the world right now, and you're just rushing everything. And I used to think that, you know, I control most of what happens in my life, which is in reality a really big exaggeration, because I have nothing under control and it's rough out here. This adulting thing, I really would like to end my subscription. It has taken enough of me and it's just not fun. It's not as fun as I thought it would be at like 9 years old. Like, I was thinking I'd be out here living la vida loca, and it's just not. But change is something that I have been experiencing for the longest time in very intense ways, because I went through periods of extreme depression, and I went through periods of just anger, unhappiness, self-destruction. I went through periods of extreme euphoria, and then there were the down days when I wake up and I dip on my face and there's no real help and no support and whatever. There's just been a lot of change in my life, both environmentally, emotionally, physically, everything. So at some point in my life, as I said, this is not something that we're necessarily taught. At some point in my life, I got up and I decided that, look, I can't really do nothing about this right now, but I can accept that it's happening, and the sooner I accept that this is happening, the easier it becomes to deal with it, right? It's something that a lot of people don't really pay attention to. A lot of people don't give the time of day, and a lot of people loathe change. Like, you ever try to convince somebody for like move the furniture in them house, or eat a new meal at a restaurant, or just try a new approach to an idea that they've been nursing for years? A lot of people are very, very hesitant to change, and it's not because they don't want the outcome that the change will bring. It's because they're afraid that changing their method of operation will inevitably break their focus or cause whatever it is that they're going after to already fail by default. And I just want to explain to you guys why it is that nothing changes if nothing changes. To break down the whole saying, it's this, right? You have an idea that you've been nursing. You write a business plan and finally you get up off your ass and you decide, I'm going to give this business plan to my mentor for them to proofread it or to just like go through my idea and let me know where I can improve, etc. You give it to your mentor and your mentor does exactly what you ask them to do. But when you get the feedback, you sit on it. You expect this business to go places. And I mean, I am so guilty of this. If Carlisle is listening to this podcast, Carlisle, I'm sorry. But sometimes, it just not in me. And back to the meat of the matter. Guys, sometimes we get exactly what we need to do and we have the step-by-step outline and things can be so easy, and just because it deviates from our initial plan, we just go, no, this is not gonna work, and leave it at square one, and nothing ever gets done. So you're still at square one, you have a plan, you know exactly how to execute what you need to get done, but you're not moving because you're not doing anything. You have made no step to change your method of operation. You have made no step to change your plan, to change your outlook, anything. You haven't changed anything. So your status remains the same. Nothing changes if nothing changes, right? We're going to use relatable terms like relationships. If you and your significant other have a conversation about something that either of you doesn't like and that keeps happening, and they go, okay, I understand that you don't like this, you are probably expecting them to do something about it, yeah? But if they don't actively decide that, look, this is gonna get changed, or I'm gonna do something about this, you continue having the problem. The problem will always be there because nothing is changing, so nothing will change. And it's a very simple concept. If you think about all the times that you've had something to do and put it off, you just have to remind yourself, nothing changes if nothing changes. There was a period in my life where I was job hunting and I literally got probably 25 job interviews back to back and no job. It was very disheartening, and one of the things I keep reminding myself is that throughout that whole period, I did nothing differently. I kept sending out the same applications, answering the same interview questions, and not really changing much. So my status of employment remained the same because nothing really changed with my approach. And I literally had to school myself on this. Like, how do you not understand that nothing changes if you're not doing anything differently? Change is so important. It's so paramount in our lives. It's an integral part of growth. It's an integral part of just making moves and progress. And everything that is good comes from change. Never mind that there are also bad aspects to change, but how often does something bad happen without something good coming to relieve you of that badness, right? There are periods where people die, and even in the Bible it says, you know, death is just a beginning of new life. And this is something that you need to celebrate or whatever. It's just the same way that you celebrate change. Don't quote me. None of that was verbatim. But essentially, you can get the gist. You get the message. Something has to happen. Something drastic has to happen. Or even something small for other steps to be taken. Nothing really just gets up and gets done. Someone has to do something differently, right? The person who decided that, hey, I am gonna get up and I'm gonna blend fruits as opposed to chopping them up and eating them with a fork. They did something differently. They made something differently. This is not something that everyone was doing. So naturally, that is a change. When you introduce that to the world, people are say, oh, whoa, I couldn't do this long time. I can't drink fruits. What the hell? And it's refreshing. You know, you're apprehensive at first because who the hell does this and why is this getting done in this manner? But when you realize that there's a positive effect or there is an outcome that is bigger than the picture that you've been looking at all along, change is such a beautiful thing. You have to be able to look at the pros and the cons of things. And for change, I think, you know, a lot of it is just where the pros outweigh the cons, because a lot of us are still living in our parents' houses and we're thinking of branching out, starting our own families, moving out, living on our own, whatever. And a lot of us have the means in which to do it, but we're afraid because what if I do it and I can't manage? What if I do it and I don't like it? What if I do it and I'm lonely? Like, this is a change I'm not ready for. But you never really know if you're ready for change until something changes, right? There are so many people who go through unplanned pregnancies, and at the end of the 9 months when that baby is born, it's the best thing that ever happened to them. It's a whole change of outlook. It's a whole change of just your general aura, because there's this new life in your world and you have so much more love inside of you. You care about this tiny human being and you've never felt any of this before, but it's a change that is so positive that you literally want to just get up and go. And on the flip side, there are people who have kids and it's just a downward spiral for them. They're just like, okay, I hate this, my life is not where I need to be, etc. And it's not necessarily always the best outlook, but good things come from change and bad things come from change. And one of the things that we need to learn to do is balance how we let change into our lives, right? I'm not telling anyone to get up and go out there and do anything drastic that's gonna put you in danger or affect your quality of life. But think about the things in your life that you are able to manage, or the things that you are able to change to make a situation better, or to make something that has been happening continuously and negatively somewhat better. Think about all the relationships or the friendships that you've lost based on things about yourself that you've chosen not to change. Like, I hate people who go, oh, I summer stay and mana change this because I've been this way from ever since and nobody else never have a problem with it or whatever. Look, fam, your attitude stink, you're selfish, and not the way I said to me right now, no make no sense, because if you're not willing to change for yourself, even if someone else comes along and accepts you, right? Even if that is what you're desirous of, there has to be a door, there has to be some leeway for you to accept within yourself that, look, I could be better, I could do better, right? Even there's even instances where you have to look in at yourself and say, I should be doing less, I need to be giving less. These are things that we need to change about ourselves, things that we need to help people around us to change for themselves. And it's not easy. I mean, it's a lot easier said than done, because change is something that happens over time. It's not a overnight situation. It's not a wash off a car and it clean, spick and span and stay spick and span forever type of situation. It's a case where you wash the car and it get dirty whole heap of time, but when you wash it again, it's still clean. Because change is something that you have to adjust to. Change is something that is continuously happening. So you wash your car and it clean, it get back dirty, you have to wash it again. it's a process that you have to continue to go through to keep yourself balanced and keep yourself on a path of just growth and positivity, and just a process that gives you so much refreshed energy. If people in your life will make you feel sad, change it. Get rid of them people there. If you're at work and it's draining you and you're unhappy, change it. Left the work. If you're broke and you have some talents where you can utilize, but you still don't find them and you're not doing nothing, change it. Make use of what you have while you have it. There are things that we cannot change at all. Like, for instance, you know, we can't change our families. That's something that we never chose. But we can choose to excuse ourselves from certain situations when we have the chance. We can choose to plan for these things. We can choose to make a difference in other person's lives and in the lives of our own family when we start to make them, right? Just remember, guys, that nothing changes if nothing changes, and life becomes so much simpler. We become so much more accepting of just gradual processes that otherwise seem so painful because our outlook has changed and things get better. That's where I leave you guys, saying this once more for those of you who did not hear. Nothing changes if nothing changes.